Luke chapter 1 and verses 32 and 33. The kingdom announced. Now, this is the second discourse in this series, Thoughts on the Kingdom. In the first discourse, I tried to give an introduction just to say why I'm doing a series on this subject. It's so important and it's so neglected. Now, I want to say, I want to bring out in this discourse how the kingdom is announced. I'm starting in Luke chapter 1 because this is the opening, this is the beginning of the gospel age, the opening of the new covenant age. I preached a series of major, what I call major discourses, on the watershed of the ages from Luke 1 and 2. Now look what we have here. Here is Gabriel, the angel, speaking to Mary, this young Jewish girl. And he's making this staggering announcement to her. He's telling her that she is going to have a son. She's not married, but she's going to have a son. And not only that, but you are to give him the name Jesus. That's verse 31. He is going to come into the world to save sinners from their sins. Verse 32, he will be great. Listen to these words. What must these words have meant to Mary as she listened to them? He will be great, and we will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. And so on. Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33, and I've dipped into verse 31. Now, what did this mean to Mary? Well, she's a Jewish girl. It's in her DNA. It's in her genes. What is? The Old Covenant. And she knows, right through the Old Covenant, and even before, she knows that there has been prophecy after prophecy after prophecy that God will one day send his great Messiah, the King. And she knows that throughout the Old Covenant, tabernacle and temple and so on, in sacrifices, in priesthood, in the Aaronic priesthood, in Melchizedek's priesthood, and of course in David and Solomon's reigns as king. She knows in the book of Daniel, the book of Isaiah, the book of Jeremiah, and so on, Hosea, she knows this has been prophesied over and over again and revealed in types and shadows and pictures and illustrations that there is coming a great king, a great Messiah, a great deliverer of his people, the great redeemer. And here is Gabriel telling Mary, this son that you're going to bear, this is the fulfillment of those prophecies, types, shadows, illustrations of the Old Covenant. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end, never end, and so on. Now, of course, all those types and shadows and pictures and illustrations and prophecies are couched heavily in Jewish terms. They couldn't be anything else. They were delivered in the days of the Old Covenant. And here it is all in Jewish terms. But the apostles will make it clear, as we go into the New Testament further, will make it clear where we must look for this fulfillment. Not in some Jewish kingdom on earth, as it were, set up in the millennium. No. So-called millennium. No. It's the kingdom which Christ has come to bring. And the kingdom is at hand now. And this is what Gabriel is announcing. Now, that's all I want to say in this discourse. I want to flag up this point. You can see how important it is. Right at the very beginning of the New Testament, Luke is setting the tone. He's recording it. Gabriel set the tone, first of all, of course, by giving it to Mary, this revelation, this doctrine. But Luke is setting it down. He's setting his doctrine down for the Gospel of Luke, for the Acts of the Apostles, and of course then all the apostolic doctrine that flows out of that. And what is that? Well, it's heavily based upon the fact that Christ is King. Let me read it to you again. You are to give him the name Jesus. He is the great Redeemer. But we don't stop there. He is the great Redeemer. He is the great Savior. It's a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, yes. But it's not simply that. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. This is not literal, it's spiritual. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. So all I'm saying, why ever should this note be absent? Why ever should I have failed to preach more fully upon this great matter? Here it is, right at the beginning of the age of the new covenant. May God help me to make amends in these discourses, and may it start you on a course of thinking. It needs to be thought out and applied very carefully. May God bless this to us then. Here is Jesus Christ, even as he's being born, even as he's being formed within Mary, the angel is announcing that he will come as the king and set up his kingdom. Blessed be his name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our king. If we are belonging to him, he is indeed our king, and he is our king forever. Amen.